Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to pump it up.
Pump it up. You got to pump it up.
585-252-9800. Hit us up on the phone or the text line for There I Said It. This is your chance to say anything you want. Let's spit some hot fire this morning. Welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy Breeze.
Good morning and happy Friday.
28 for the high. Let's do it. Let's get after it.
Let's come out of the gate super hot. This person says, it's not weird to wear new clothes if you haven't washed them yet, especially underwear. There, I said it.
Been there, done that.
Just throw those boxer briefs on, raw dog. No washing needed whatsoever. No dry cleaning. Just throw them on.
I do that. I'll buy them and I'll throw them on. I'll wash
you
them.
Also,
I'll wash them after I get done wearing them.
You also try on bathing suits with no protection. So, nothing surprises me with you.
Yeah, at least I wear underwear. Laura,
that
says,
is true. You got me on that.
Laura says, hey, Breezy, what is James Bond's code name? Jamie. I'm dead. There, I said it.
Jamesies. Little Jamesies.
We played Campy Breezy last segment. I was like, Breezy, what is James Bond's code name? She's like, Jamie. What? Are you high? Jamie.
I honestly wish. Wait, how is anyone to know it's 007? That's not.
You've never heard of
so
James
stupid.
Bond? What are you been living
so
under
what
a rock?
Is it, like, call me 007. Like, it makes literally no sense. 007?
007. That's James Bond.
Is that a gun? What? I don't.
Let's go over to Riley. I have a headache.
Me too.
Riley says, was hoping to have kids by the time I'm 35, but after visiting my best friend's kids this week, I've decided that I'm officially getting my tubes tied. There, I said it.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, whatever puts things into perspective for you, Riley, you get those tubes tied, girl.
This person says, it's better to read the book after you watch the movie. There, I said it. See, this is what I wanted to do with It Ends With Us, because I refuse to read the books because I'm an anti-Colleen Hoover girly, because I think the whole thing's fraudulent. And then I saw the movie that obviously came to the big screen based on the New York Times bestseller,
yeah.
Which can I just, I guess my there, I said it for today, not to go off on a completely separate tangent. I feel like everybody can be a New York Times bestseller. I think it holds no weight whatsoever. Everyone's a New York Times bestseller. Well, everyone's a New York Times bestseller.
Not everyone.
Yes, they are.
Just the people that say they're a New York Times bestseller. Those are the ones.
It's just like everyone, it's like winning an award that everyone wins.
If you were to
write New York Times bestseller, it's like, I could be a New York Times bestseller.
Well, that brings.
And I can't even read or write.
No, you can't.
So.
That brings me to my next question. If you were to write a book, what would it be about?
I don't even know. I don't know.
We got to figure out how to make some side cash here on the show this year. Before we got,
honestly, it'd be a picture book of just photos of myself.
We got 3 weeks left before the year ends. We could do Breezy on a Shelf.
Stop. My wheels are turning.
Jerry said people who are still investing in crypto deserve to be scammed out of their money. And I have zero sympathy for them whatsoever. There, I said it. Yeah. I'm still doing it. And I'll tell you what, man. People have made bank. If you do it right, you have the ability to make a lot of money.
I just saw a news article the other day. Carnival or some cruise line, you can now pay using crypto.
Yeah.
Or like Bitcoin or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about anything.
Mine for today is, so I watched the JonBenet Ramsey documentary earlier in the weekend.
Such a waste of time.
I'm like, you know what? Super white teeth on these little girls, these pageants. It is so beyond creepy. And how these moms are okay with it is beyond me. These pageants for these five-year-olds should be illegal. There, I said it.
Yeah, you're not really sticking your neck out for much.
Are they doing pageants still? Do they do them here in Rochester?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know of any.
Toddlers and tiaras. Never forget, Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, never. Never forget.
Yeah, it's just, it gives me the ick. The fact that that was on for 9 seasons is wild.
Got to get that go-go juice. What'd she do? She mixed Red Bull with Mountain Dew and gave it to her kid. I'm like, oh, go to prison.
Go to prison immediately. Immediate jail time.
Let me get to Victoria real quick. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday to you guys. I am not trying to sound negative this morning. But a couple
proceeds to say something negative.
But a couple being married for several decades is not necessarily a positive thing. There, I said it. My family, perfect example. Parents and most of my aunts and uncles, all miserable. Yeah, it's a long time.
Okay.
I mean, after 20 years, what the hell do you have left to talk about? Every time I go to my parents, I walk in and they're in deep conversation. I'm like, what? You guys haven't run?
How are you still talking? Yeah. No.
What's left?
I mean, I'm sure you got to know to know, you know what I mean? You got to be in it to know.
You got to be in it to know. I'm sure there's always something to talk. I'm sure you and your girlfriend don't run out of things to talk about, right?
No, never. I never shut up.
No,
you've
been dating 6 months.
I'm always like, if there's ever like a lull in conversation, I'm like, so you hate me? She's like, no, I'm just tired. I don't feel like talking right now. Like, so we have nothing in common and you hate me and you want to break up. She's like, nope, that's simply not it.
My girlfriend, Julie, you remember Julie?
Yeah.
At the time back in LA, would get so upset with me because when we were in the car together, I didn't like to talk.
That's really weird.
I would like to drive in peace. Really weird. It was me in the road.
But you can do that alone. You can't do that with another person in the car.
Well, I find driving very therapeutic. And the fact that she took offense to it, then that irritated me. I'm like, why can't I just drive in peace? Like, why do we have to have, like, just leave me alone for a second. Here, turn the radio on.
Not you not wanting to talk to your significant other. That's fine, I guess. I honestly,
it's just in the car.
Therapeutic car rides are not for me. There, I said it. Every time I get in the car, I feel like I'm going to die. So there's that. This person says, dividing movies into parts and watching them like a mini TV series is okay and doesn't ruin the movie at all. There, I said it. I'm going to start doing that with Breezy's Big Movie Review because you always assign me like 5-hour movies. It's like, I'm going to do this over the course of a week.
All the movies, especially in 2024, have been solid. I mean, I've been giving you gold nuggets.
Yeah, I don't know if that one where that guy's face was demented was a gold nugget. The Elephant Boy or whatever his name was.
Yeah, the Mask.
Right.
Mask.
No. Didn't love that one.
Sue Ann says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning. You guys have me cracking up this morning. We've done nothing. I just want to say a huge thank you to the tall, handsome young gentleman at the Dunkin' drive-thru on East Avenue. You made my latte to perfection this morning, and you made my morning. There, I said it. Is it just me, or is it getting super steamy in here?
Oh my God.
Sue Ann, get over there.
This person says, Breezy, you can't read or write? That's crazy. Yeah, I'm dyslexic. Sorry.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-98.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back. All right, let's get into this. local bus driver has been fired after parents and students say he encouraged a boxing match between fifth graders on a school bus. Guy pulled the bus over on the side of the road and said, "All right, who wants to throw down?"
That is the weirdest thing I've literally ever heard.
Fifth grader who was on the bus walks in the door with a bloody lip. And of course, his mom says, "What happened?" "Bus driver told me to fight another kid on the bus. He punched me, I hit him back. But the bus driver wasn't happy with the way that fight turned out. So he says, no, 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 no. Who else wants to fight him?" So another boy stepped in and says, "I'll do it." I mean, these are little kids. That little boy's sister, too, was on the bus, saw the entire incident, which prompted the child's mom to call the principal and Ontario Bus Company right away. Supervisor for Ontario Bus pulled the video from the bus's camera, and yeah, they saw what they needed to see in order to fire the guy. This is the guy that's driving your kids to school.
Yeah, that's not great.
What they saw basically matches this woman's, what this woman's son said, as well as other kids they interviewed on the bus. So in a statement, the executive director of Exploration Charter School says, "The incident did not happen on school property. We take instances such as this very seriously. And though we cannot confirm nor deny the details of what transpired, we are working closely with those involved in Ontario Bus to not only investigate the incident, but ensure that protective measures are implemented to reduce the likelihood of anything similar occurring in the future."
Weird. Very weird.
Absolute classic. Of course, they pulled the bus video footage. The audio was not properly working. It never works on the day they need it to work. But the video footage was, so they cannot make out what was actually being said, but they said they can confirm that the kids were fighting and beating the crap out of each other while the bus driver just stood there, did not break it up, and almost seemed to be encouraging the kids to, you know, throw that left jab. It's just wild to me. Like, pulled the bus over to start a boxing match in the school bus with fifth graders.
Like, seek help.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's really, that's brutal. That's absolutely brutal. I don't understand why any adult in their right mind would encourage, first of all, anyone to fight, let alone children. Like, what are you doing?
No, I don't know. I mean,
and you're driving a moving vehicle?
Right.
What's going on here? Yeah, I'm weirded out.
And we were talking about the shortage of bus drivers in the beginning of the school year back in September. They're like, "Please, we need bus drivers. This is who they got. This is who they got.
This is why.
Coming up
on
the show,
need some more pretty soon.
Yeah, there's more details on this. They haven't given all the details exactly just quite yet, but more to come on that story. If a coworker came to you and said, "We're all pitching in $30 or more to buy the boss a really nice Christmas gift," how would you respond? Crystal from Henrietta is joining us live on the show coming up, who says, "Why am I responsible for using the little money in my paycheck that's left to turn around and give it right back to my boss?"
Yeah, no.
No, 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 no. Anyone else agree? We'll talk to Crystal coming up next on PXY Mornings.
How would you spend $2,500?
Came to you and said, "We are all pitching in $30 or more to buy the boss a really nice Christmas gift." How would you respond? 585-252-9800. How many of you have been put in a very uncomfortable position at work to contribute and helping get your manager or supervisor a nice gift?
I'm like, "Can I do Afterpay?" Thank you so much.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. So we have Crystal coming on the show with us, and she makes a good point. Why am I being put in a corner to help purchase my boss a gift when I'm barely making ends meet?
Right.
Anyone else feel this way? I could see why you would if that's the case. Let's get our girl on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
I think what you're dealing with right now is something a lot of other people have dealt with at their place of work, where they're just put in a corner by a colleague and asked, "Hey, can you chip in? We're going to get the boss a really impressive Christmas gift this year." So I came across your post yesterday on Facebook. Tell us what's happening in the workplace.
Yeah, so this is so random. Thank you guys for having me on your show.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I politely told my supervisor that it's not in my budget to give the $30. I literally don't have enough money left over from my paycheck to contribute. And then, you know, like, it's Christmas and I have so many people I need to buy for it.
Sure.
So my supervisor, I guess she sounded disappointed and she was like, well, if you can't swing the $30, that's fine. We'll just have to leave your name off the gift.
Oh, how passive aggressive of her.
Oh, she's pissed. She's really angry.
So how many people would you say are pitching in at this place of work?
It's about, I think it's like 10 people that would contribute into the gift.
So you can, it would easily be shown that you weren't a part of this.
Right.
Yeah, that's awkward too.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just like, you know what? I responded back with like, okay, that sounds good. Thanks. Whatever. Like, I just, at this point, I don't know how it's going to affect our relationship with my supervisor.
Right.
Like,
oh, because you said no.
Yeah, because I said no. Yeah.
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 But I don't care. I don't care. I could care less at this point.
Sounds like you already got your foot out the door.
Yeah, you're like, I'm good anyways, so.
That's how I feel. Yeah, I'm good. I don't care. Like, I honestly, I think going around asking employees for money to get a boss a gift is super inappropriate. Like, my colleagues and I, we haven't received a Christmas bonus last year, and we weren't even offered, like, any extra pay for this upcoming year.
Right.
It's just, like, honestly, it's left such a bad taste in my mouth. Like,
I can imagine. You don't feel appreciated, and then you're like, hey, the money I have worked hard for, I got to dish it out and give it right back to you?
I mean, a $300 gift for a boss is, like, pretty aggressive. I will say that. That's really aggressive.
Like, what are they even plan on getting him?
Each person's giving $30, and you ask 10 people? Well, 11, including you. It's like, what?
Crystal, would you say that the, like, the person who's heading this initiative right now, would you say he or she is a little bit of a kiss-ass?
You know, that's crazy you say that, because
I've seen this movie.
Yeah, I'm not going to say her name, but I do feel like she's one of the people that organize this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to take all the credit and kiss ass.
Yeah. I know. Definitely. I know.
Definitely.
That's so bizarre.
I don't even think she's going to contribute to $30 of her own money, to be honest. Like, I think she just wants to take the credit from the gift, but not contribute any money. It's a big old joke. Like, at this point, you know, I don't agree with it. Her collecting money from everyone. And then the crazy part is some people I work with don't even celebrate Christmas. So it makes things even more awkward asking them to dish out money out of their pay to give back to me.
Yeah, I could see that happening, sure.
My boss just got back from Europe 2 weeks ago. And now she's taking another trip next week.
Classic. These things happen. She definitely doesn't need your $300 gift.
Probably
unless you're paying for her next plane ticket, which would also make sense.
585-252-9800. If a coworker came to you and said, we are pitching in $30 or more to purchase our manager a holiday gift, how would you respond? Crystal, so you politely declined, yes?
I declined.
Okay, all right.
You're like, see ya.
Yeah, peace out. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show with us. We obviously appreciate that and loved hearing your story, but you shouldn't feel obligated to have to dish out some of your paycheck to your boss if you don't want to. I don't even think they should really be asking employees to do that anymore in the workplace. If anyone's getting a holiday gift, it should be you. You know what I mean? Me.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Yeah, I definitely should be getting a gift.
Yeah, oh, yeah, big time, big time.
I mean, I bleed for this city, and everybody knows that.
So. You do, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Crystal, thank you so much for the call.
I think you're justified, if I'm being completely honest.
We already have texts coming in, people agreeing with you. So I'm going to let you go, and make sure you listen in just to hear what everybody else has to say.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Crystal, have a great holiday, okay?
Okay.
What a great call, though. I mean, because if you really think about it, you should not have to be put in a situation where you feel obligated to have to give back to your boss.
No,
I mean,
trash.
You're already struggling.
It's absolute trash.
Matt says, as a boss, you give gifts to your employees. Your gift is their work and contribution. You're not that important.
Correct.
Yeah, give back.
Give back. You give back to me.
Gina says, I agree with Crystal. This is ridiculous. Buy me a gift because all these managers I work for make more money than me and my coworkers combined.
Right.
When I was 17 years old, I was working at that car dealership in Greece.
Yep.
And it was me and like seven other old ladies in this office. So we had to go to a breakfast. And they had asked me before the breakfast if I'd be willing to contribute $30 for a gift for the boss. That was a ton of money for me at 17 years old because she collected snow globes. And they wanted to get her a really nice snow globe. And I'm who am I to say no? This is like my first real job. And I'm right. like, yeah, okay. But my paycheck was 40.
Yeah, no, literally.
What?
That's really bad. Listen,
but the fact that
times have changed.
Yeah, they had no problem taking it, though.
No.
A lot of people agreeing with Crystal this morning. Yeah, they wanted to purchase my boss a leather jacket for Christmas. The woman already has everything. Why do I have to pay to get her a jacket? What a stupid...
Not the jacket. The leather jacket of all things. Please. Come on. What are we doing here? I don't know. I feel like it should be like illegal to... ask or expect to get your boss or supervisor a gift.
Let me go over to who's this? Samantha. Samantha says, my boss gave me a layoff letter. It was a wonderful Christmas gift last year. Oh, yeah, that's
beautiful.
That's a great gift.
Stunning.
So, guys, don't feel bad for saying no, especially if you're barely making it.
Right.
And you'd have just enough to pay your bills. If one of your employers comes to you and is like, we're all chipping in, it's okay to say no. I can't swing it this year. I'm so sorry.
So sorry. Love you guys.
But
you
I'm,
can leave my name off if you need to. That makes you feel better.
Then there you have it. So just one more thing we've settled on this show. You're so welcome.